For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Club of Emotional Exhaustion. You don't need to sign up because you're already a part of it. How do I know? It's simple. If you've ever spent an entire night replaying past mistakes, exhausted yourself trying to please everyone, or obsessed over controlling the uncontrollable, then congratulations. You belong to this exclusive group. We live as if our energy has no limits. But the reality is that we are burning through our emotions as if tomorrow doesn't exist. Then we wonder why we feel drained, irritable, or on the verge of collapse. The good news is that you don't have to keep living this way. Centuries ago, Stoic philosophy taught us that the secret isn't to avoid problems, but to learn how to handle them without letting them destroy us from within. That's why today we're going to uncover the habits that are sabotaging your peace of mind, and, most importantly, how to break free from them before you become an emotional zombie. Don't miss the last habit, it will leave you speechless. But before we dive in, listen to this story, which will help you better understand the wisdom behind this material. Mario's story. Mario had a peculiar habit, though he wasn't aware of it until one day, his back began to ache more than usual. At first, he thought it was due to stress, long hours at the office, or poor posture. But the reality was something else entirely. Every morning when he woke up, Mario carried a stone. Not a physical one, but a mental one. He would wake up with guilt for not replying to a message, with embarrassment over an awkward joke he made in a meeting, and with worry that someone might have misinterpreted his tone in an email. Each negative thought became another rock in his invisible backpack, and by the end of the day, not only did his back ache, but so did his mind. At first he told himself it was temporary. Tomorrow I'll feel better. But the days passed, and the burden didn't lessen. On the contrary, each day added more and more weight. When his insomnia became unbearable and exhaustion became his permanent state, he decided to see a doctor. After listening to his story, the doctor looked at him intently and said, "Mario, what's happening to you isn't physical. It's emotional. You're carrying too much." He frowned. "And how do I stop?" The doctor smiled with the calmness of someone who had seen this problem too many times. "Tell me, what do mountaineers do when they're carrying too much weight? They stop and let go of what they don't need." That night, Mario tried something different. Before going to bed, he wrote down all the worries that came to mind. Then, he took the paper and tore it into pieces. Nothing magical happened. He didn't feel instantly free. But that night, he slept a little better. The next day, when he caught himself dwelling on something insignificant, he reminded himself, "I don't need to carry this." And little by little, stone by stone, his backpack became lighter. The moral of the story: the habits that emotionally exhaust us don't disappear on their own. We have to recognize them, let them go, and replace them with habits that lift us up instead of weighing us down. Before we dive into the first lesson, if you find this content helpful, I invite you to subscribe and turn on notifications to stay updated with the latest insights. Let's begin. 1. Anxiety. Have you ever stopped to observe what you do when you feel restless or when the future appears as a blurry, terrifying horizon? It's possible that the first thought crossing your mind is, "I'll worry about everything that could go wrong." Because of course there's no better way to invest your time than spending hours or even days analyzing situations that haven't even happened. Welcome to the Club of the Worried, an exclusive group where stress is the main character and tranquility is just an occasional visitor. Let me tell you something that, although you already know, you might prefer to ignore. Excessive worrying doesn't just drain your mind, it also affects your body. Each anxious thought is another brick in the wall of tension you build without realizing it. And no, it's not a fortress that protects you. It's an invisible prison that keeps you from enjoying the present. While you're trapped imagining catastrophic scenarios, reality slips through your fingers. Anxiety, that uncomfortable companion that always appears at the worst moments, feeds on repetitive thoughts. Instead of focusing on solutions, you keep circling the same problem over and over, as if just thinking about it will somehow resolve it. It's like trying to put together a puzzle with pieces that don't fit, but you keep forcing them out of sheer stubbornness. Does this sound familiar? That feeling that if you worry enough, the universe will align, and everything will magically work out. Sorry to say it, but reality doesn't work that way. It's easy to say relax or stop worrying, but who hasn't tried that only to find their mind responding even louder? A stoic approach to breaking the cycle. Here's a strategy inspired by stoic philosophy. Accept that there are things you cannot control. Yes, I know. It sounds like one of those self-help phrases from a book nobody wants to read. But it's the truth. The Stoics understood this centuries ago. The key isn't trying to control everything, but rather accepting what is beyond your reach and focusing your energy on what is within your power. An effective technique to stop this cycle is the conscious pause. Think of it as an emergency brake on a machine running at full speed. Every time you find yourself trapped in a spiral of anxious thoughts, take a pause. Breathe. Observe your surroundings. Realize that the world keeps turning. Even if you haven't stopped worrying, your anxiety won't solve anything on its own. The goal is to train your mind to step out of survival mode and return to the present. Another helpful practice is writing. Not to publish a book or become a successful author, but simply to get those thoughts out of your head and onto paper. Seeing your worries from the outside, as if they were scenes from a movie, helps turn mental chaos into more manageable ideas. You'd be surprised at how effective this simple exercise can be. Break the habit of worrying without purpose. Anxiety and overthinking don't have to become your favorite pastime. Instead of spending hours imagining apocalyptic futures that may never come, take control of your mind and train it to relax. Remember, the future will always be uncertain. So if you're going to invest your energy in something, let it be in enjoying the present, not suffering over what you cannot change. As an old Stoic proverb says, worrying is like rocking in a chair. It keeps you busy, but it doesn't get you anywhere. 2. Perfection is a fraud. Have you ever tried to do everything flawlessly? Maybe in your job, your relationships, or even in the way you choose your clothes each morning. You put so much effort into achieving perfection that you end up forgetting to enjoy the process. The most frustrating part? In the end, you don't even achieve a truly satisfying result. Because let's be honest, perfection doesn't exist, at least not in the way you've been chasing it. Perfectionism, that endless race toward an unattainable ideal, is like running a marathon with no finish line. No matter how far you go, there will always be a new standard to meet, more miles to run, more effort to invest, and no real reward at the end. As you continue pursuing this illusion of perfection, you slowly empty yourself. It's like walking through a desert in search of water, only to realize that what you see on the horizon is nothing more than a mirage. You think perfection will bring you satisfaction, but in reality, it only leaves you more exhausted. The Stoic perspective: mistakes as part of the journey. This is where Stoic philosophy comes in. The Stoics didn't obsess over being perfect because they understood that such a pursuit was both futile and harmful. They knew that true peace and strength don't come from trying to control the uncontrollable, but from working on what is actually within our power. If you feel like you're fighting against an impossible wind, chances are you're caught in the trap of perfectionism. Imagine you're a painter with a blank canvas in front of you. You want to create a masterpiece. At first, everything flows, but soon you start correcting every brushstroke, erasing and redoing over and over in search of perfection. The result? The canvas remains unfinished. The masterpiece never materializes. You get stuck in an endless cycle of incomplete drafts, and worst of all, you're left with a deep sense of frustration. Perfection not only keeps you from moving forward, but also drains your time and energy in pursuit of an unattainable ideal, all because of the obsession with making everything flawless. How to break free from perfectionism? The key is to loosen the grip. Accept that mistakes, imperfections, and missteps are part of the process. Do things as well as you can, but without the burden of needing everything to be flawless. Shift your mindset from "it has to be perfect" to "I will do my best at this moment." When you release that unnecessary pressure, you'll notice that you start enjoying what you do more. And interestingly enough, by relaxing, you also become more productive. If you ever find yourself trapped in the perfectionism cycle, remember this. Making mistakes is okay. In fact, it's those small mistakes that leave you with the most valuable lessons. Perfection won't make you happier. It will only exhaust you. So stop chasing an impossible ideal and start living without the pressure of being perfect. In the end, what truly matters isn't perfection, but the willingness to learn, improve, and enjoy the journey. As Epictetus once said, "Perfectionism is just an excuse not to start, and an even bigger excuse not to enjoy what you achieve." 3. Overthinking. Have you ever felt trapped in an endless cycle of thoughts? A mental loop that pulls you in over and over, like a scratched record that doesn't know when to stop. That, my friend, is what they call rumination. And I assure you, there's nothing sweet about it. It's like watching a bad movie on repeat, hoping the ending will change. But it never does. That's how your mind works when you obsess over a situation, analyzing it from every possible angle in the hope of finding an answer. But in the end, you end up in the same place, exhausted and without a solution. When we go over the same problem again and again instead of gaining clarity, we get even more tangled. It's like trying to untangle a pair of earphones that have been sitting in your pocket for weeks. The more you pull, the worse it gets. The problem with overanalyzing. The biggest mistake in overthinking is that instead of solving problems, we make them more complicated. Thinking about a problem once can help you understand it, but replaying it 1,000 times only drains you. It's like running on a treadmill. You're exerting effort, but you're not moving forward. The Stoics often spoke about the importance of not getting lost in thoughts that lead nowhere. For them, the key wasn't to analyze endlessly, but to act with clarity, accepting what we cannot change, and focusing on what is actually within our control. When we fall into the trap of rumination, we forget that the only real control we have is not over every thought that crosses our mind, but over our actions. How to break this destructive cycle? The first step is understanding that overthinking doesn't make you wiser. True wisdom comes when you stop going in circles and start taking action. To break the cycle, put concrete actions into practice. If you notice that you're stuck in obsessive thoughts, shift your focus, go for a walk, talk to someone, or take a few minutes to meditate. Moving and acting is what breaks the inertia of unnecessary thinking. If, despite everything, the thought persists, let it pass. Don't cling to it. Imagine it as a cloud drifting through the sky. It floats away and dissolves without you needing to do anything. Another useful strategy is to step back. Sometimes, taking a step away and observing the situation from a different perspective helps you realize that things aren't as serious as they seem. If you feel like you're drowning in a sea of thoughts, picture yourself as an observer watching the scene from a distance. Seeing it from another angle reduces the emotional weight and allows you to move forward. Not every thought deserves your energy. Something to always keep in mind. Not every thought deserves your attention. Not every problem needs to be analyzed over and over. Life isn't a puzzle that must be solved at every moment. It's a series of flowing moments meant to be lived. You don't need to understand everything or dissect every detail. As the old saying goes, don't drown in a glass of water. Sometimes all you need to do is let go and move on. Letting go of overthinking isn't just an option. It's a necessity if you want to live with less stress and more clarity. As the Stoics taught, our inner peace depends more on how we react than on what we think. So, the next time you find yourself caught in a never-ending mental loop, remember, the wisest approach isn't to think more, but to think better. As Seneca once said, overthinking doesn't give you answers, only more questions without solutions. 4. Trying to please everyone. Does this sound familiar? Saying yes to everything, even when deep inside you're screaming a resounding no? You do it because you care too much about what others think of you, don't you? The automatic yes is like a poorly managed superpower, an impulsive urge to please everyone, to always be available, to accept favors and commitments even when your body is exhausted and your mind is begging for a break. The problem is that this constant need to please others doesn't just drain you, it empties you. You believe that by saying yes to everything, you become a generous person, someone everyone values and appreciates. But in the process, you forget about yourself. The price of trying to please everyone. You become an expert at saying yes, but at the cost of sacrificing your own time, energy, and boundaries. Did you know that this habit can leave you completely emotionally drained? Imagine you're a bottle of water. Every time you say yes to something, someone takes a sip, but since you don't realize it, you never think about refilling that bottle. The result? You end up empty, without energy, without motivation. Unlike a bottle, you can't go through life empty. You need to replenish yourself so you can give something real to others, because you can't offer what you don't have. People pleasers often think that saying no will lead to rejection, that they'll lose their value or their place in the group. But that's nothing more than a mental trap. The power of learning to say no. The Stoics often emphasize the importance of focusing on what is truly within our control. And one of those key aspects is our ability to say no. Learning to set boundaries doesn't make you selfish or inconsiderate. On the contrary, it means you are someone who knows their limits and understands what they can offer without burning out. Sometimes saying no is an act of self-love, because only by setting limits can you avoid reaching a point of exhaustion where you no longer know if you're doing things out of genuine willingness or just out of obligation. How to break this cycle. The first step is to practice self-compassion. And no, that's not the same as being selfish. Self-compassion means recognizing your own needs and prioritizing them instead of ignoring them just to please others. If you don't take care of yourself, who will? Your friends, your family, and the people you want to help are also busy trying to survive their own cycle of automatic yeses. Here's the trick. When you say no, it's not because you don't care. It's because you care enough about yourself not to drain yourself completely. The next time someone asks you for a favor, pause. Ask yourself if you truly have the energy to do it, or if it's just another automatic yes that you don't even know where it came from. Great thinkers like the Stoics taught us that our inner peace doesn't come from pleasing others. It comes from knowing how to take control of our lives and set boundaries when necessary. When you learn to do this, not only will you enjoy your own company more, but you'll also be able to offer your time and help in a way that is genuine and meaningful. A well-timed no is more valuable than an empty yes. Remember, sometimes a no is far more valuable than a forced yes. As Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's a necessity if you want to offer the best of yourself to others. 5. Reliving the past. Have you ever felt like your mind drags you back and forth as if you were trapped on a carousel that never stops, but without moving forward even an inch? That, my friend, is what I call the emotional time machine. That relentless habit of replaying the past over and over, as if repeating it could somehow change something. The truth is, it won't. Yet there you are, replaying that awkward conversation from 3 years ago, tormenting yourself over that one wrong word you said, or obsessing over a mistake from your first job, thinking that if you analyze it enough, you'll somehow gain more wisdom. The worst part? This mental repetition, like a machine that never stops consuming electricity, drains your energy and well-being. But what if I told you that you can turn that machine off? The exhaustion of reliving the past. Clinging to what has already happened isn't just useless, it's exhausting. Imagine that every time you make a mistake, you get stuck in an endless loop, like a mental spin cycle that never stops. You spend the whole day replaying things you can't change, while the present slips through your fingers. This habit of mentally reliving past events over and over has a name: rumination. The Stoics, those philosophers who didn't beat around the bush, understood this perfectly. You can't control what has already happened, only what you do now. So if you're still stuck thinking about that thing you said at the worst possible moment or obsessing over a minor mistake, you're wasting energy and slowing your own growth. How to stop the emotional time machine? You have two options. The first is to keep doing what you're doing, reliving the past over and over until there's nothing left but dust in your mind. The second is what I suggest. Learn to stop the machine. It's not easy, of course, but it's completely possible. The key is to remember that not every thought deserves your attention. When you catch yourself stuck in a draining memory, make a conscious effort to redirect your mind. Shift your focus. Start a simple task. Read a book, exercise, or just look at the sky. If you notice yourself slipping back into the same mental loop, pause, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, is this thought actually going to improve my day? The answer is almost always no. Acceptance, the true Stoic power. There's something the Stoics understood well. Acceptance is key. You can't change what you did or said, but you can change how you respond to it. Learn to accept that you've made mistakes, that there are moments you're not proud of, but don't get trapped in them. Let the past be what it is. The past. Free yourself from unnecessary emotional baggage and focus your energy on the present, which is the only thing you can truly shape. Replaying the past won't make you wiser or a better person, but it will drain you emotionally. Learning to let go is one of the most valuable lessons you can integrate into your life. Let go of what no longer serves you. The next time you find yourself trapped in a mental loop, remind yourself of this. The past is just that, the past. Your energy is far more valuable than any memory you can't change. As Carl Jung once said, the best way to move forward is to let go of what no longer makes sense. 6. Drama as fuel.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At some point, you've probably found yourself caught in the middle of an emotional puzzle that wasn't even yours. Yet somehow you felt obligated to be part of it. Maybe someone told you about a problem, and instead of giving a bit of advice and moving on, you got so involved in the story that you ended up feeling like the protagonist. It's as if other people's drama fuels you, right? You get hooked, it consumes you, and in the end, you're left emotionally drained, without any real solution to the situation. And the worst part? If you're like most people, you don't even realize you're falling into the trap. Why do you care so much about other people's problems? Don't get me wrong, having empathy is a good thing. But there's a big difference between being understanding and becoming a permanent spectator of other people's drama. Instead of turning off the TV and getting back to your own life, you stay glued to the story as if it were your own battle. You're not the hero of every story. Sometimes we like to feel like the hero of the movie, the one who's always there to save everyone from their problems. The issue is that even if your intentions are good, all you really accomplish is exhausting yourself emotionally. It's like leaving your car's engine running for hours without moving. That's what happens when you get tangled in other people's conflicts. You burn energy without making progress. Stoic philosophy teaches us an important lesson. The only thing you can truly control is your own reactions and thoughts. You can't fix everyone's problems. You can't be the savior in every conflict that crosses your path. Why? Because you don't have control over other people or their emotions. Yet you still end up carrying a heavy bag filled with other people's worries, dragging yourself through life with an emotional exhaustion that could have been avoided. How to break free from this exhausting cycle? The first thing you need to do is recognize that other people's drama isn't yours to carry. You can listen, offer support, and be a positive presence in someone's life, but you are not obligated to shoulder the weight of their battles. Define your emotional boundaries. The Stoics emphasize the importance of distinguishing between what is within our control and what is not. If a problem doesn't directly affect you, why let it drain your energy? You don't have to be the hero. Sometimes it's enough to simply be an observer, watching the movie without taking on a role in it. Every time someone shares a conflict with you, ask yourself, does this problem directly affect me? If the answer is no, take a deep breath and set emotional distance. This will allow you to conserve your energy for what truly matters. Learn to filter what you absorb. As you develop this emotional filter, it will become easier to let go of what doesn't belong to you. Think of it like a coffee filter. You let through what you can handle, but you don't absorb everything. This way, you can offer support without ending up emotionally drained. Empathy does not mean carrying other people's pain. Being a compassionate person does not mean you have to get involved in every conflict. Change your focus. The Stoics taught that the only thing you can control is how you react to situations. If you can't change someone else's reality, the best thing you can do is change how you respond to it. In the end, your reaction is what makes the difference, not the chaos happening around you. If you truly want to avoid being drained by other people's drama, start by investing your energy into solving your own problems. You have your own challenges to deal with, and if you give them the attention they deserve, they'll be more than enough to keep you focused in a productive way, without overwhelming yourself with what you can't fix. You are not the spectator of someone else's drama. Setting emotional boundaries is essential for your well-being. You're not here to solve everyone's problems, and you have your own battles, and if you prioritize them, they'll be more than enough to keep you engaged in what truly matters. You don't need to be the hero of every story, just your own, and trust me, that's more than enough. Engrave this in your mind. You are not responsible for carrying other people's pain. Your peace is the greatest gift you can offer. 7. Doing too much and enjoying too little. Sometimes, at the end of the day, you look at yourself in the mirror and ask, "What did I actually accomplish today?" And while the answer may be uncomfortable, it's often something like, "I did a lot of things, but in the end, I didn't really achieve anything." There you are, exhausted, feeling like you've run a marathon without even making it halfway through the course. The multitasking trap. Multitasking, that highly praised ability to do several things at once, is actually a trap. It tricks us into thinking we're being productive when, in reality, we're just wearing ourselves out. You watch a show while making a grocery list. You reply to messages while trying to focus on an important task. You listen to a podcast while checking emails. We try to be superhuman, juggling everything at once, but in the end, we don't do anything well. This leads to emotional fatigue because instead of focusing on one task and enjoying it, our minds are overwhelmed, constantly jumping from one thing to another without ever catching a break. The Stoic approach: focus and control. This is where one of the key lessons of Stoic philosophy comes in: the importance of focus and control. The Stoics understood that you can't be happy or productive if your mind is constantly divided between a thousand thoughts and activities. Trying to do everything at once doesn't just leave you exhausted, it also prevents you from being truly effective in what you're doing. It's like trying to fill a glass of water while shaking it nonstop. You spill water everywhere, and the glass remains empty. How to escape the hamster wheel. The first step is to accept this simple truth. You can't do everything, and if you try, you won't do it well. So instead of trying to handle it all at once, what if you focused on just one thing at a time? When you give your full attention to a task, you're more likely to finish it faster, with fewer mistakes, and, most importantly, without as much stress. The solution, the time blocking technique. Here's a strategy that productivity experts recommend, and one that Stoics would likely approve of: time blocking. It involves dividing your day into dedicated time blocks where you focus only on one specific task at a time. If you're working, just work. If you're answering emails, just answer emails. If you're resting, actually rest. At first, it may feel like you're wasting time, but in reality, you'll get much more done than you ever imagined. Plus, when you focus on one thing at a time, not only do you do it better, but you might actually start enjoying it. The importance of learning to say no. Another key point, learn to say no. You can't do everything, and that's okay. Saying no isn't giving up. It's a way of protecting your energy for what truly matters. Prioritizing what's actually important and being honest with yourself about what's necessary and what isn't will help you avoid feeling overwhelmed. Final thoughts. Multitasking isn't the solution to our problems. It's actually one of the main causes of emotional exhaustion. So why keep feeding a habit that only drains you? Instead, try enjoying the present moment. Do one thing at a time, and watch how, instead of emptying yourself, you start feeling more energized. You don't need to be a superhero to be productive. You just need to be human, and sometimes that means doing less and enjoying more. As Brian Tracy once said, happiness doesn't come from doing more. It comes from doing what truly matters. 8. Always expecting the worst. Have you ever woken up with the feeling that something bad is going to happen, but without knowing exactly what? That uneasy sensation that makes you anticipate disasters as if the universe had a list of tragedies prepared just for you. If you've ever lived with the constant impression that the world is about to collapse on your shoulders, it's time to admit it. You're trapped in one of the most emotionally draining habits. The weight of living in constant fear of disaster. We live in an era where anxiety has become a familiar presence. Being in catastrophe mode 24/7 has almost become the norm. We've all had moments when expecting the worst seemed like a useful strategy. But what happens when that attitude turns into an emotional burden you carry nonstop? What happens is that you end up exhausted. And I'm not talking about physical tiredness. I mean mental fatigue, the kind that drains you even when you haven't done anything physically demanding. Negative, catastrophic thinking wears down your mind more than you realize. It's like trying to run a marathon without ever training a single day. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, you're on constant alert, scanning for any signs that things might go wrong. What if I don't make it on time? What if I'm not good enough? What if I get sick and everything falls apart? And just like that, jumping from one fear to another, you end up drowning in an ocean of unnecessary stress that only depletes your energy. But here's the good news. There's hope. The Stoic approach. Focus on what you can control. Throughout history, the Stoics have taught us one crucial lesson. We can't control everything that happens, but we can choose how we respond to it. So if you feel trapped in this spiral of catastrophic thinking, it's time to break the habit. Step 1. Question your thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really likely to happen, or am I just feeding my own fear? The trick is to doubt your mind when it starts showing you a disaster movie. More often than not, the real catastrophe isn't what's happening, but believing that everything will be catastrophic. The reality check technique. Every time a negative thought takes over, stop and ask yourself, is this the most probable outcome or am I exaggerating? You'd be surprised how often your fears turn out to be nothing more than illusions that never materialize. Make this a habit, and you'll start to feel that heavy emotional backpack getting lighter. Visualize solutions, not problems. Another powerful approach is to shift the direction of your thoughts. Instead of constantly imagining what could go wrong, start visualizing what could go right. Ask yourself, what if things turn out better than I expect? Thinking about positive outcomes won't just make you feel more relaxed, it will also prepare you to act wisely when things do get challenging. Because yes, sometimes things go out of control, but at least you won't be drained from worrying about disasters that never came. Final thoughts. Shift your focus. The next time you find yourself expecting the worst, remember this. Not everything is as dramatic as it seems in your head. What truly matters isn't what happens, but how you interpret it. Positive thinking isn't just a trend, it's a survival tool for your mind. Stop living in catastrophe mode. Save your energy for what actually matters. Don't let mental fatigue drag you down. Don't let catastrophic thinking control your life. You have the power to choose where you direct your mind. Remember, if you don't control your thoughts, they will control you. 9. Self-criticism. Have you ever looked in the mirror and felt like your worst enemy? I'm not just talking about those days when you wake up with messy hair, although sometimes that doesn't help. I mean that constant inner voice that throws criticism at you as if it were an unrelenting judge. If you can relate, let me tell you something. Excessive self-criticism is like living with a distorted mirror, one that doesn't reflect who you are, but rather who it thinks you should be. And trust me, that image is never fair or real. The trap of self-demand. We live in a society that has taught us to be perfectionists, to demand more from ourselves than we can realistically give, as if happiness depended on always being the best at everything. The problem is that this constant self-demand turns into an emotional burden. And it's not just about feeling pressure to be the best at work or to never fail. It's about that silent but cruel voice that constantly whispers, "You're not good enough. Everything you do is wrong. You should have done more." The impact of constant self-criticism. What happens when you listen to that voice? You drain yourself emotionally. You sabotage your own progress. Instead of moving forward, you stay stuck. Many times, self-demand disguises itself as "I just want to improve" or "I want to be stronger," but in reality, it's slowly draining your energy, like a battery that's dying without you even noticing. Imagine being a car without fuel. No matter how hard you try to start the engine, you're not going anywhere. That's how your mind works when it's overloaded with self-criticism. It paralyzes you, wears you down, and affects not just your performance, but your emotional well-being too. We forget that making mistakes is okay, that being imperfect is human, and that the goal isn't to be perfect. It's simply to be enough. The Stoic approach, accepting what you can't control. The Stoics understood this perfectly. For them, inner peace doesn't come from perfection. It comes from accepting that there are things you can't control. And yes, sometimes that includes yourself. You can't expect your mind to be flawless at all times. You can't punish yourself for every mistake, and you can't go through life expecting to be perfect. How to break the cycle of self-criticism? The answer lies in changing your perspective. Instead of seeing your mistakes as giant, insurmountable mountains, start viewing them as small stones on the road. Mistakes aren't a punishment, they're learning opportunities. Stop demanding the impossible from yourself and learn to be kind to yourself. Think about the last time you made a mistake and spent days overanalyzing it. What changed in the end? Nothing. All you did was exhaust your mind for no reason. The key is to stop listening to that perfectionist voice and start focusing on solutions instead. The next time you find yourself drowning in a "I should have done this better" thought, take a deep breath and remind yourself, you're doing the best you can with what you have. Self-compassion, your most powerful tool. Even though it may sound strange, self-compassion is one of the most powerful tools you have to break free from this destructive cycle. At the end of the day, self-criticism won't make you better, it will only keep you stuck. It's a distorted mirror that doesn't show you your true potential, It only highlights your flaws. You need to learn to put that mirror in its place and stop being your own worst enemy. Do it for your mental health. Because if you don't, the price you'll pay will be far too high. As Gandhi once said, true growth begins when you stop demanding perfection and start accepting your humanity. 10. The obsession with control. Have you ever found yourself running in circles trying to keep everything under control? Tasks, emotions, people, time. As if the universe were waiting for you to organize, classify, and make everything perfect. But here's the truth. It doesn't work. The desire to control the uncontrollable is not only useless, it's also emotionally exhausting. It's like trying to catch air with your hands. The harder you try, the more tired you get. And in the end, instead of feeling victorious, you're just exhausted. The illusion of control. That impulse to make everything align perfectly with your expectations, to have everything in its right place at the right time, is a trap. Because even if you believe it will give you a sense of security, all it does is drain your energy. Imagine starting your day with a full battery, and with every attempt to control what's beyond your reach, that battery slowly drains. By the end of the day, you don't feel satisfied, you feel empty and emotionally drained. The Stoic teaching. Control is an illusion. The Stoics, with their timeless wisdom, already knew this. The only thing you can truly control is your own thoughts and reactions. You can't control other people's actions. You can't control everything that happens around you. But we live in a culture that makes us believe that if we are organized enough, disciplined enough, and careful enough, we can shape the world to our liking. And so, instead of enjoying life, we become slaves to our own expectations. How to let go and find peace. The first thing you need to understand is this. Not everything is under your control. We spend our lives frustrated because we want people to act the way we expect, situations to unfold according to our plans. But life doesn't work that way. Traffic won't disappear just because you desperately want it to. That person won't speed up just because you're mentally urging them to hurry. The world keeps moving without needing your approval. The key, learning to let go. The solution isn't force or control, it's acceptance. Think of it this way. You're the director of a play. You can't control the actors. You can't control the weather. You can't control the audience's reactions. The only thing you can control is how you respond to unexpected events. When you accept that some things are simply beyond your control, you'll notice that life flows much more naturally. Learn to set boundaries. If something isn't within your control, don't waste another minute worrying about it. Make peace with uncertainty, because life will always be full of unpredictability. Instead of focusing on what you can't change, shift your attention to what you can control. Your attitude toward problems. How you choose to react to difficulties. Your ability to adapt when things don't go as planned. The power of delegation. Another way to lighten the emotional weight of control is learning to delegate. This doesn't mean letting others do everything for you. It means recognizing that things can be done in different ways. When you trust others, you release unnecessary stress. Because in the end, the world won't fall apart just because someone didn't do things exactly as you would. Take pauses and breathe. In the middle of all this, it's essential to stop and breathe. If there's one thing you can control, it's how you feel. That's why it's important to make time for relaxing and meditating, simply pausing to observe the moment. The energy you spend trying to control everything is better saved for enjoying what you actually have, instead of staying trapped in what you can never change. True freedom is in letting go. Living obsessed with control is like being trapped in a cage you built yourself. The desire to manage everything and everyone will only leave you exhausted. True freedom lies in letting go, in accepting that some things will never be in your hands, and most importantly, in making peace with uncertainty. It's not easy, but it's liberating. As Nelson Mandela once said, "True power is not in controlling everything, it is in learning to flow with what you cannot change." your peace is your greatest asset. If you've made it this far, I want you to remember one thing. Your peace is the most valuable thing you have. Throughout this journey, we've explored the habits that are draining your emotional energy, and more importantly, how to free yourself from them. Now it's your turn. Start applying these small changes and you'll see how your mental well-being improves. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave a comment with the phrase, "My peace is my priority," if this content has helped you in any way. Also, don't forget to subscribe, turn on notifications, and engage with the content so the platforms recognize its value and it can reach more people like you. Your support means the world and motivates us to keep creating meaningful content. Before you go, I recommend checking out the last two episodes, which will help you continue growing and finding balance in your life. Thank you for your time and energy. See you on the next journey.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.